When we concluded last week by saying that earth truth is that which allows every human being to be self-determining, to have the leisure and the resources we need to let curiosity and interest, our earth gifts, lead, instead of need or power, lust, greed. These resources we need are not the same resources that Wallerstein means when he says that resources don't exist for all of us to be Denmark. There is a common myopia among the so-called Western-trained, so-called mind worker, so-called privileged strain of left professional, which clouds their vision, inhibits their ability to see the full range of human expressive qualities and ways of being, the rich diversity of joy, and even of peace, to have one's heart filled with unburdened, easy laughter, nostrils filled with dense, enveloping green, mind filled with helping others build or craft a structure that merges perfectly color, line, and practicality. These are the resources I mean, enlivening still further vital leisure and necessary conviviality and good things to eat and nestle in our care. To watch a studded sky and know the horror of drone pollution is no more. These are the resources, I mean, that we will experience commonly. When I was a young woman just out of university, a woman I'd met at school who came to be a friend said to me that she counted herself among the fortunate to have escaped my fate of being black. I heard her words in silent shock. It had simply never occurred to me that she, a left academic, well-read and sensitive, could possibly not see the degree to which her so-called privilege damaged her. This was a new thought for me that sat in a slight depression in my soul, hollowed out for the purpose. For decades, I'd take it out and worry it again and wonder at it that she could not see that damage. A wage work system means we do not know each other. A wage work system means narrowed vision. A wage work system means slipping into rutted lanes where every time you try to move, you roll back in again. It is the center of a package set of bending tendencies that turns us back to see only one way, one thing, the comfort of one possible self. Limits narrowed artificially is a defining quality of totalitarianism, expressed in microcosm in the nuclear family and found in every institution of class. And most of us are so much in and of it, we cannot see beyond it, until the force that bends those tendencies falls in, and we begin to see each other.